From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia says it's not losing hope for reaching a political resolution to the crisis in Syria and insists that terrorists are using a ceasefire to regroup and rearm themselves. The comments come a day after the UN Security Council held urgent talks about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo, where Syrian and Russian fighter jets bombarded the eastern sector of the city. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power had harsh words about Russia and its ally Syria during the UN meeting Sunday.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
The assault, missile strikes, barrel bombs, and artillery fire, has flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris and chunks of concrete. The UN says some 213 people have been killed in the offensive. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
French President François Hollande said on a visit to the port of Calais Monday that the sprawling jungle migrant camp would be definitively dismantled under a plan to relocate migrants to centers around the country. The French president, François Hollande, says, we thought the migration crisis might calm down so that we could deal with the question of the camp over time. However, that's no longer the case. It's about completely dismantling the camp before the end of the year. Hollande paid his first visit to Calais as president and also called on British authorities to play their part in assisting the migrants, most of whom have their hearts set on reaching England. This is VOA News. There are three U.S. presidential debates before the November national election, and the first one comes at 1 hour Universal Time Tuesday. The Voice of America will have complete coverage. You can check our website at voanews.com for details. The debate will be between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump and may draw, by some estimates, 100 million viewers. The stakes for both contenders are enormous, and viewers will not be only paying attention to what is said, but how it's said and how the candidates react to one another. Again, that is 1 hour Universal Time Tuesday at voanews.com. China has sent fighter jets for the first time over a strait near Japan, according to the two governments Monday. It comes after Tokyo announced that it may patrol alongside the United States in the disputed South China Sea. More than 40 Chinese military aircraft Sunday traversed the Miyako Strait between Japan's Miyako and Okinawa Islands. Support in Australia for action on climate change is at its highest in almost a decade, according to a new report. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Climate of the Nation report is Australia's longest-running survey of public views on climate change. John Connor, the head of the Climate Institute, says attitudes have shifted significantly.
We've seen conditions now as strong as they've been since 2008 and certainly up from the lows of 2012 when scare campaigns and attacks on the science were rampant.
Connor puts those shifting attitudes down to Australians seeing for themselves the effects of changing temperatures and more frequent extreme weather events across the country, including severe storms, droughts and floods. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC, is to be signed today. It would bring an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. That is Michelle Bachelet, the Chilean president. She said to her, it's a great honor to be in Colombia, about to witness a historic moment for Colombians. She said it opens a huge opportunity to live in peace and quiet with inclusive development. The conflict between the government and FARC is blamed for leaving dead more than 250,000 people and displacing at least 5 million. 16 heads of state, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to be at the signing ceremony. Taiwan evacuated thousands of tourists from outlying islands Monday as Typhoon Megi approaches. It's already bringing strong winds and rains. It's about to make landfall on the East Coast on Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.